The Democratic Party's platform on the environment has lofty goals. The convention itself is trying to live up to them while hosting a crowd of some 50,000. Now, can all those people travel, eat, and party without taking a toll on the environment? WHYY's Irina Zhurov reports.
If you're looking for a trash can at the Pennsylvania Convention Center or the Wells Fargo Center, where the DNC events are taking place, you'll likely come across a set of three bins, one for recycling, one for compost, and one for the landfill. Say you have a cup of water.
You're first going to dump the water out into the landfill bin because the bags we're using here are biodegradable, so we don't really want to put liquids in our compost area. But then if you have a paper cup, your paper cup, that can get composted.
That's Lindsay Conlon from New Jersey. She's one of the Green Team volunteers that are supposed to stand by these bins, helping people figure out where their trash should go.
And then if you have a plastic bottle, that can go in our recycling stream. We're using single stream recycling, so we're taking all types of plastics, papers, cardboards, and aluminums.
The goal is to divert 85% of the convention's waste from the landfill. The bins are the most visible piece of a larger sustainability plan, which includes promoting mass transit and bike share availability, encouraging the use of locally produced food, and donating uneaten food to pantries and emergency meal providers. Officials will also track how much energy the venues consume during the convention. Local utility PECO and its parent company Exelon will use that data to buy carbon credits. Here's Exelon's Bill Von Haney.
What we will do is this. Exelon will purchase carbon-free offsets representing a combination of nuclear, hydro, wind, and solar energy to effectively eliminate the carbon footprint of the Democratic National Convention.
Three Squares, a sustainability consulting company, has been organizing the convention's greening. Founder Jamie Knack says the efforts are a chance to help Philadelphia on its own sustainability goals, in addition to the events. Let's go back to the trash collection. While the venues have composted in the past, the closing of a major composting facility has slowed those efforts, says Knack.
One of our key goals for convention is to really attach them to newer compost facilities, implement the system again, breathe new life into the system so that that system can stay in place from convention and beyond.
But she would not say where this composting material is being sent. So we couldn't confirm whether this really will build capacity for Philadelphia in the long run. Knack says an even more important goal of these efforts is education.
When you have such a diverse audience coming from different regions, different cities that may or may not have, you know, recycling or compost infrastructure in place, a lot of this is educating them about what happens in other cities, and potentially they could bring some of these lessons learned back to their cities and then implement changes at home.
In this way, the convention may also have some lessons to teach to the event planning industry at large. After all, sustainability is a relatively new concern for the DNC. In 2004, in Boston, greening efforts were led by an outside environmental group whose head had to raise money for his own salary. By 2008, in Denver, the DNC was a case study for events and sustainability. 72% of waste was diverted from landfills that year, with some venues exceeding the 85% goal.
It really helped trigger that there was a demand for moving in this direction for the events industry as a whole. And since then, international event standards developed for sustainability.
We won't know how successful this year's sustainability initiatives are until the convention is over, the tonnages of garbage, compost, and recycling are added up, and we know how many carbon credits will be bought to offset electricity use. In the early days, some of the composting bins were closed, and Green Team volunteers were not staffing each one. But that does seem to be improving. Irina Zhurov, WHYY News.